Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, so are you ready for National Bison Day?
Fired up
since
for
we
it.
Don't have a football game to go to. Or
I'm already
what?
Loaded up.
Oh, that's right. And you are off this weekend.
I know.
Congratulations.
I'm so pumped. Like,
about that.
But you know what? I don't, it's like our family, me, my wife Erica, her sisters, their husbands, group of us. A few years ago, we started this on the open date because it's the only time that I'm alive to my family.
Sure.
We pop down to New Orleans and we do like an adult weekend. We go
awesome.
We have a nice dinner, go pick a different hotel each year.
Good for you.
Go out, do dinner, drinks, and all that stuff. So I don't exist tomorrow. Nobody look for me. I'm gone.
Good.
I'm
good
gone.
For you.
But Bison
it's
Day.
It's about time.
But I'm already loaded up on National Bison Day.
Yes.
Which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Good Eats Kitchen, buy any meal there, and you can get one of their bison dishes half off and no limit. So go buy 50 meals. They'll give you 50 bison dishes half off. So go do that.
And they're good. The chili is fantastic. The bison chili is going to be the perfect weather for bison chili this weekend.
Bison chili
and
bourbon. And I will have lots of that, Michelle.
Perfect.
Oh, burps of red wine, a nice steak. You better believe
and
it.
And you deserve it.
We all do at this point. But it is odd though, right? Like, it's been football, World Series, and then nothing.
Nothing.
Like, just
like, you know, like a screeching halt yesterday once that's over and nothing really going on.
Well, when we're back here Monday, we will be like full on LSU Alabama mode. Of course, the Saints will be coming off their bye as well. But one of the big, to prepare yourself, the biggest storyline next week is going to be Tua watch. Is Tua going to play, which I think everybody assumes he's going to try to. How effective will he be after the ankle surgery, 21 days removed from the injury to when against Tennessee to when LSU and Alabama play? I'll put it to you this way. Jacoby Stevens, LSU safety, said this week that he hopes Tua plays. He wants Alabama at their fullest. Any competitor would. I disagree with that completely.
I was about
Michelle,
to say.
Do you know that this past year the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship and the Golden State Warriors did not have Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson? Do you think anybody in history is going to make excuse? Do you think the Toronto Raptors are going to give back their title because of those injuries? In 2015, the Warriors won it when LeBron had lost both Kevin Love and Kyrie on the Cavs. You think the Warriors are apologizing for that? How about the Alabama Crimson Tide, Michelle? 2009, they're playing Texas in the national championship game. Colt McCoy gets knocked out early.
Yes.
They're facing freshman Garrett Gilbert. You think Alabama fans are apologizing for that title? Or when they backdoored in 2011? Or when they backdoored in 2 years ago? Kick rocks. I don't want Tua anywhere near that field. I'm sick of losing to Alabama, Michelle. I don't care how it happens. I don't care if Tua has explosive diarrhea and can't show up for the game. If you get their best player off of the field, I'm okay with that. Just win, baby. That's all I care about. Just win. Let's get this streak over with. No Tua. I'm good with it. Swallow your foolish pride. Just win.